which brings us back to where we started. The verse that was chosen, if we can review it again, Gomel Omer, the camel is saying, when you look at a camel, what message is radiating from a camel? Hashem Imorom Yeshag, Hashem on high, gives a roar. Remember, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It's in shambles. Hashem didn't change. Hashem is the same, but he doesn't feel that that holy place that was our honeymoon suite with him deserves to remain standing because we didn't live up to the relationship. So he shattered it with a promise that one day he'll bring us back. So Hashem, from his holy, lofty spot, he gives a roar. Umma'on kacher yitain kolo, from his abode, sho'ag yishag al naveyu, he is roaring regarding the Beis HaMikdash. Let's take a look at quote number 6. And by extension, we'll see number 7, both taken from the beginning of Maseches Brachos. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Shalosh Mishmoros Hava Halayla. The night is divided into three watches. There are three time periods. If you'd imagine watchmen, that the job is too much for them, so they take shifts, it's too intense. So the night is divided into three watches. Va'akom mishmar u'mishmar, on each watch, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shoeg ko'ari, Hashem cries out, roars, like a lion. Shenemar, that was the understanding of this same verse. Hashem mimorom yishag, Hashem from on high, roars, mimorom katsha yitin kolo, from his holy abode, he sends out his voice, Shog yishag al naveo, he's roaring, regarding the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Hashem roars. What's going on? The Gemara continues. A story. Quote number 7. Tanya, we learned. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Pam achas hayisi mahalech baderech, one time I was going on the way, v'nechnasti l'churva achas mechurvos Yerushalayim, and I went into one of the ruins of Jerusalem. L'espalol, because I needed to daven. So Gemara explains, he was worried that if he just stopped on the edge of the road, someone would disturb him. He went into a ruin, and he had his quiet, his serenity to concentrate, and boy, did he concentrate. Bo Eliyahu zachor latov, Eliyahu came, v'shomar li ala pesach, and he guarded by the doorway, waiting for me. Ad shesiyamti tefilasi, until I finished. La'achar shesiyamti tefilasi, once I finished, omar li, he said to me, and they had a little conversation. Eliyahu said, please don't ever go again into a room, because it's dangerous, and it's not good, and it's not smart, whatever. But then they had a conversation that pertains to us. Bni, my son, Ma kol shamata b'churvazu, what did you hear in this ruin in Jerusalem? V'amarti lo, I answered him. He picked it up during his meditative prayer. He heard it. Shamati baskol, I heard a voice from heaven. Sheminahemes kayona, it was sound, v'omeres, and it was saying, Oy lebonim, woe to the children, sheba'avonoseyem echrafti espesi, that because of their sins I had to destroy my house, v'sarafti eseichali, and I burnt the Beis HaMikdash, v'higlesim levena umos, and I had to send them into exile. That's the voice that he hears in the ruins of Yerushalayim. V'omar li, and Eliyahu told him, Chayecha v'chayei roshcha, I swear to you, and if you hear what he says, you'll see why he has to swear, because otherwise one would think that he's just making everybody feel good. Eliyahu says, I swear to you, lo shazu b'lvar omer eskach, this is not a unique experience that you heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking like that. Ela b'chol yom v'yom, every single day of galus, shalosh pa'omim, three times a day, omer eskach. That's the roar that we heard about before. V'lozu bilvad, and it's not just Hashem is on his own schedule to roar. Ela b'shosh she'yisrael nechnosan levate kinesios levate medrashos. Whenever the Jews enter a shul or a yeshiva, the onin and they answer, Yehei shmei agadol mevorach, what we call Yehei shmei rabba mevorach, because we say it in Aramaic, but may the great name of Hashem be blessed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu menanea rosho ve'omer, Hashem nods in affirmation and he says, as we say in Yiddish, gut gesagt, you said well. Ashrei ha-melech she-mekalsimo so-beveso kach. Lucky is the king that gets praised in such a beautiful way, the way the Jews do it. Ma-lo la'av she-higle es-banov. What's going to be with the father that had to send his children into exile? Ve-oilohem le-banim she-golom yal-shulchan aviyem, and woe to the children that had to be sent into exile from their father's table. You would have been by my table, so I provide for you. You know, you need a little extra lunch money. So, you know, in the middle of supper, you just, you know, and you get what you need. Woe to you, woe to me.